Alcohol, don't have it for breakfast.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Rugg Show.
97.7, The River.
All right, it is Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Beer 30 is brought to you by Hooters of Roner Park. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I'll take a tray of flats and wing sauce. Let's go. Ooh. Oh, wait, that's next week. Yes. That's next week. We're doing another live recording.
Yes, we will be at Hooters Roner Park next week. And you can have your flat then.
My flats needed to.
Perfect.
Good morning, boys.
Oh hi. today we have a highly anticipated beer from Lagunitas. This is Trooper. It's a West Coast IPA that is created by Iron Maiden. 6.6% ABV. Let's do it.
The video, the promo videos with the lead singer Dickinson have been pretty great. I've been excited to taste this beer. Lagunitas doesn't ever really do anything sort of half-assed, as it were. Some of these celebrity beers, like the AC/DC beer or even the Motorhead beer that we've done on Sports Meets Beer in the past, they haven't really, they're definitely gimmicks. So I'm excited to see what Lagunitas is able to pull out here with this.
Yeah, I mean, this, I mean, obviously, like you said, Brad, they don't do anything halfway. And the packaging and the marketing has been tremendous in like such a good, like not over the top kind of way, but it's been really cool. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I got this beer at the brewery, I also picked up some merch. So it's just one of those things. Like, whether I like the beer or not, the freaking merch is awesome. So let's pour this into our beer clean glass and go through our AATMF. That, of course, for those listening at home, is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Yeah, I mean, this right out of the gate has got a little haze to it, but it's light in color. You know, this looks to me, it doesn't. It's funny because when it says I didn't correlate the West Coast IPA. Usually with West Coast, I expect a little more like caramel coloring.
Yep.
Just darker hues. And this has got some of that light. It's almost like it's like in between an amber and a pils. It's this weird light color, but it's got some nice haze to it. But the aromatics are, you know, it's Lagunitas. I can tell you that much. It is very, you know, I don't know how they, because this Lagunitas is one of the only brands and breweries that does this, where you can see the aroma, you get hops and malt simultaneously, and they both, like, it feels like one's going up my left nostril and one's going up my right nostril. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting a mix of both, and you rarely, that's something that's not very, normally it's hop forward, malt forward, and it's pretty straight laced. This is, you have the best of both worlds.
We have said often on this show and on Sports Meets Beer in the past that you can identify brands right away with the way they smell or like on your first sip. You know, Lagunitas is always one of those. 21st Amendment was, rest in peace, was one of those. You know, Sierra Nevada. Like there was a lot of beers that you knew immediately what brand it was, just because there were just identifying factors with it. This is a Lagunitas beer. Because of the balance you're describing, Ben, because of the hop profile, although that hasn't been said, and thankfully they have gotten away from the dankiness of a lot of their brews for so long. That was sort of a defining feature. That doesn't exist in the nose on this thing. Much more tropical fruit. Hop with this.
I was just going to say it's way more fruity than I anticipated it to be in the aroma.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's very, very approachable. But taste of this, I mean, I my first initial taste, and in full disclosure, you know, I worked for Lagunitas for a number of years. This to me, if I didn't see the can, if I didn't see the liquid, I'd be like, oh, this is a little something for sure. And then I go into this like second sip, third sip, and it is. Still has that kind of backbone to it, but it does add some of those tropical notes, and it's way more hoppy than Little Something ever was. And Little Something was a wheat ale, so that's why maybe I'm making a correlation because of the color. But this does a really good job of it is one of the more balanced Lagunitas beers I've ever had.
The sort of danky or bittering hop that you look for in a Lagunitas beer traditionally, or that I've always looked for or identified, shows up on the back of your palate here in a really well-balanced and pleasant way. The sweet, fruity note on this, it exists in your nose, it goes right on the front of your palate, and then there is like a nice sort of bittering hop. I wouldn't quantify this beer as being bitter, but there is a little bit of a bitter balance to the end that makes this finish very clean. The linger is nice.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's very complete. It's got the aroma, and it's got the fruitiness, but then the bitter, and it's very complete.
Done really well, and it finishes very clean, and also It's like the appropriate amount of dryness.
I had every intention of like really trying to be, you know, really trying to not sort of fanboy out, as Ben knows, as he was there. The first concert I ever took my oldest son to was Iron Maiden at Oracle Arena.
Wow.
I've seen him a couple times. Saw him. Like I'm an Iron Maiden fan. And so I was like, well, I don't want to just fanboy out and just like it because it's my guys. And so I feel confident in saying that that's not the case here. This beer is, I would run to the hills to get it. That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
Ben, you referenced the merch. If you have not seen the tap handle yet, it's amazing. And if you guys want to see it, we'll be putting it on draft at the end of next week at Kinsmoke. So you'll be able to come up and see the tap handle. It's incredible. I got two thumbs up for this beer.
Can people take selfies with the tap handle at Kinsmoke?
I get to be in them, but yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, thumbs up all the way around.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thumbs up. I'd buy this again.
Lagunitas Trooper collaboration with Iron Maiden West Coast IPA. Check out this beer 30 and all the others, 977theriver.com and on the River app. And we will see you maybe if you want to stop by at Hooters next week.
Okay. I'll be there.
All right. Sounds good. Hooters of Roner Park.
I'm clear my schedule.
Perfect.